Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, December 16, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The U.S. dollar is trading in a mixed and defensive tone this morning following the release of less-than-stellar job data. While November payroll numbers came in stronger than expected, adding 64,000 jobs compared to the 50,000 forecasted, the unemployment rate ticked higher than anticipated, landing at 4.6%. Adding to the complexity, October payroll data was revised downward, showing a reduction of 105,000 jobs instead of the previously estimated 25,000. On a brighter note, retail sales data released this morning exceeded expectations across the board. However, the weight of those October revisions remains unclear for now. Traders are now turning their attention to Thursday's inflation numbers, which will be critical in shaping the broader economic outlook as we head into 2026. In other news, the race to name the next chairman of the Federal Reserve is heating up. With Jerome Powell's tenure ending in May, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett has been widely expected to be the president's pick. However, a new contender has emerged, former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh, who is now being seen as a potential favorite. Markets are closely watching this development, as it could have significant implications for monetary policy in the months ahead. Turning to the British pound, it's the standout performer among G10 currencies against the US dollar this morning. A strong PMI release has provided much-needed reassurance that the UK economy is stabilizing after a period of turmoil leading up to November's budget announcement. While this positive data is unlikely to sway the Bank of England's decision to cut interest rates later this week, it does suggest that economic growth could rebound early in 2026, continuing the trend we've seen in recent years. The euro is also showing strength against the dollar today, bolstered by PMI data across the eurozone that marks the 12th consecutive month of economic expansion. However, there are signs that the momentum may be slowing, as this month's composite reading is the lowest since April. Looking ahead, the European Central Bank is set to hold its December policy meeting on Thursday. The ECB is widely expected to maintain its benchmark interest rate at 2%, but any commentary on future policy direction will be closely scrutinized by the markets. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next time for another deep dive into the markets. Until then, stay informed, stay ahead, and have a fantastic day. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.